sporting there. Well, David Jones was Minister of State in the Department for Leaving the European Union. He's on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Bernard Jenkin had a point there, didn't he, when he's talking about foreign jurisdiction. That's what it's going to amount to, isn't it?
Well, I think that Bernard Jenkin's point is right in that this country voted to leave the European Union, and voting to leave the European Union implies a number of things, including, of course, that the European Court of Justice is no longer supreme in the United Kingdom. So he's absolutely right. And we, of course, have our own courts, which are quite capable of enforcing any legislation that is passed now. And I think that those who want us to remain subject to the jurisdiction of the CJEU are ignoring what was the clear view of the British people expressed in the referendum.
Well, yeah, I mean, the clear view of the British people expressed in the referendum was not to have the ECJ. You're absolutely right, of course. But the argument is that without any sort of European Commission to challenge the UK, for instance, on air pollution, Caroline Lucas made a strong point there, didn't she? There's no way it's going to be challenged. I mean, it is immensely complicated, this, and you haven't got yet the hang of it.
No, absolutely. That's absolutely wrong. The bill, as you rightly say, is going to be complicated. But what it will be doing is setting up arrangements so that there will be British institutions who will be replacing the EU institutions that are currently responsible for enforcement. So, for example, if there were a reference to the European Commission enforcing a particular obligation, that would be replaced by a British body or a British minister.
So we're going to not only have to change all of these laws, and heaven knows how many. I know you can't tell me because nobody seems to know, but we might be talking about a few thousand. We might be talking about 20, 30, 40,000. Nobody knows.
And what we do know, for example, a very neat figure, is that there are over 12,000 EU regulations that have been automatically absorbed into the legal system of this country. So you're right. It is a complex procedure. Nobody ever said that it was going to be easy.
And the problem is that if you have to set up separate institutions to safeguard whatever bit of regulation it happens to be, we've got to do all the changing of the laws, amending the laws to bring them into British jurisdiction, under British jurisdiction. And then we have to have a new body, effectively, because we can't rely on the European Commission any longer, obviously, or the ECJ. You have then to have a new body. We've got to set up all of these. We've got to change all these laws, set up all these new bodies in a couple of years. Inconceivable.
Well, it's not inconceivable. It's something that is quite capable of being done. It is indeed challenging. But again, I have to remind you, what the British people voted for was to take Britain out of the EU. And that, of course, automatically implies that all these European bodies that have been responsible for oversight of all these obligations will be replaced by British bodies.
But you'd surely have to start creating those British bodies like now or yesterday or a year ago.
You're right.
Huge pressure is the point I'm trying to make.
Clearly, there is huge pressure. Having said that, you know, I've no doubt that we will be able to do it. This is an exercise in the national interest. And what I would expect is that the Labour Party, who, after all, did support the triggering of the Article 50 notice and in their manifesto committed to taking Britain out of the EU, will work positively with the government to ensure that the necessary legislation is put in place so that it all works on day one after we leave the EU.
And it won't be zombie legislation, to use that rather scary phrase?
No, I think that illustrated a complete misunderstanding on the part of Caroline Lucas of the way things are going to work. We don't need a foreign body or a foreign jurisdiction responsible for our laws once we've left the EU. We were a self-governing country for many centuries. We've had a hiatus of 40-odd years when we've been governed by the EU, and things will change. It will take time. It will be challenging, but we will be able to do it.
In the face of a lot of opposition, growing opposition, clearly.
Well, there will always be those who didn't want Britain to leave the EU in the first place, who will remain disgruntled. But, you know, I think that we have to acknowledge that not only did we vote to leave the EU, we've also had a parliamentary vote to trigger the Article 50 process. It's an issue of the national interest, and I think everyone should get behind it.
David Jones, thanks a lot. The time.